Every episode of this show is read by AI synthesized speech, using a voice cloned from the author. Have you ever stopped to think that behind a polished, professional-looking video, there might be an entire transnational supply chain? Last month, I rode the Northern Coastal Circuit, 62 kilometers. When I got back, I turned my workout data into a 3D trajectory video and posted it on Facebook. Friends kept asking me how I did it, so I sat down and traced it all out, and honestly, it surprised me. I shot the photos on my iPhone, recorded the route on my Garmin. The data synced automatically to Strava. Relive picked it up and rendered the 3D video, and I laid a free track from YouTube Music underneath it. From start to finish, I had called on at least 5 multinational companies, and the way they talked to each other through APIs was smoother than any conversation I have ever had with any of their customer service teams. That experience showed me a fundamental inversion of business logic. We used to talk about moats in terms of what no one else can do, but in an API economy, the moat shifts from keeping others out to bringing others in. Garmin does not build its own social platform. Strava does not manufacture its own GPS watches. Every company focuses on the single link where it is strongest, and then they connect. Having run a company for years now, I can see this clearly. Businesses that are willing to integrate tend to survive, and most of them thrive. Those that insist on doing everything themselves have, in many cases, already been left behind. Collaboration is not some utopia of shared flourishing. It is a cold, clear calculation of efficiency. So let me put a question to you. Of the things you are pouring the most resources into right now, which ones do you actually not need to do yourself? In this era, collaboration is not a bonus. It is the price of admission.